ABC News. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
The U.S. has been closer than ever to failing to meet its financial obligations. ABC's Elizabeth Chelsea.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Less than 2 weeks away until the U.S. could default on its debt for the first time ever. President Biden insists default is not an option. He says he will talk on the phone today with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as both sides blame each other for the impasse in negotiations.
President Biden to make that call from Air Force One as he returns from the G7 summit in Japan.
Over the past few days, have showcased the unity of purpose among the G7. It's a very different organization than it was 5, 7, 10 years ago, because we're addressing the challenges that matter most to the world.
Mr. Biden meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky at the summit and promising another $375 million in military aid in the fight with Russia, as well as training for Ukrainian forces on American F-16 fighters. A nightclub shooting in Kansas City has left 3 people dead, 1 more in critical condition. This is ABC News. The death of a man with a history of mental illness and homelessness after he was placed in a chokehold by another passenger on a subway train led to protests in New York City. The man who applied the chokehold has given his first interview. ABC's Brian Clark has details from New York.
Daniel Penny faces up to 15 years in prison. He's been charged with manslaughter and the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a New York City subway train. In an interview with the New York Post, the 24-year-old former Marine said the killing was not racially motivated, but the result of a broken system. He said he was trying to defend himself and others from a man making threats. His attorney says there were numerous witnesses who can back up Penny's account of what happened. Penny said he was sad about the loss of life, but that the system failed Jordan Neely. When asked how he would react in the future, Penny said he'd take action if there was any threat or danger. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
A shootout at a car show in northern Mexico's Baja California on Saturday has left at least 10 people killed, 9 injured. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. Discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The U.S. edging closer than ever to failing to meet its financial obligations. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on Capitol Hill.
Less than 2 weeks away until the U.S. could default on its debt for the first time ever. President Biden insists default is not an option. He says he will talk on the phone today with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as both sides blame each other for the impasse in negotiations.
President Biden to make that call from Air Force One as he returns from the G7 summit in Japan.
Over the past few days, have showcased the unity of purpose among the G7. It's a very different organization than it was 5, 7, 10 years ago, because we're addressing the challenges that matter most to the world.
Mr. Biden meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky at the summit and promising another $375 million in military aid in the fight with Russia, as well as training for Ukrainian forces on American F-16 fighters. A nightclub shooting in Kansas City has left 3 people dead, 1 more in critical condition. This is ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors.
We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This last segment of our first hour here at Morning Cannolis, and right before the break, talking about this other major case issued by our United States Supreme Court just a couple of days ago, a case involving Andy Warhol and his taking a photograph of, produced by a photographer named Lynn Goldsmith, the photograph of the artist Prince, and transforming it, according to the Andy Warhol folks, using it in the public domain, a fair use doctrine. That was their allegation. The Supreme Court disagrees with that. And in the end, by a 7-2 vote, in a case, an opinion written by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, says the photographer's original works, like those of other photographers, are indeed entitled to this copyright protection, even against famous artists, she says. And as I was saying right before the break, this decision, a 7-2 majority opinion, prompts Elena Kagan not only to write in vicious dissent and a very, very pointed dissent, but also to comment about the back and forth between the two of them. And again, typically, we regard at least Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, probably along with Ketanji Brown Jackson, as being the three sort of allied members of the Supreme Court when it comes to liberal issues. But the point of this, of course, is just because we attach those very imperfect and often misleading labels to the way that judges and justices decide cases, here it comes out in the open. And not only is there sparring going on in public in the written decisions issued by the Supreme Court and then the dissent issued by Justice Kagan, this spills out into the public. And Justice Kagan says during the course of her introduction to her disagreement with what Justice Sotomayor has written, she says, "I'll not make an attempt to rebut every point that the majority's accusations make against me." And she says, "Instead, I'll rest on my original submission, but I'll make just two suggestions about reading what follows," talking directly to us, she says. "First, when you see that my description of a precedent differs from the majority's, go take a look at the decision," she says. "And second, when you come across an argument that you recall the majority took issue with, go back to its response and ask yourself about the ratio of reasoning to other matters in the case. With those two recommendations,
I'll take my chances, she says, on the reader's good judgment. Those readers are you and me. And the Supreme Court, again, not only encouraging us to take a look at that opinion, but again, expressing this notion that the Supreme Court, each different member, has the capacity, the authority, I'd offer even the obligation to issue opinions, make rulings, and come to conclusions based upon their independent views, in this case, about the importance of intellectual property. This is undeniably a big win for the intellectual property bar, if you will, the intellectual property companies out there in various areas, establishing indeed you can't just take a photograph that is copyrighted, transform it in some way of a pop culture way, and maintain that that is a different kind of transformative piece of art. Supreme Court says nope. It still has that copyright protection, and therefore the Warhol estate, the Warhol company, liable to Lynn Goldsmith for that action by Andy Warhol while he was alive. A huge case, not only in the area of interrelationships between the Supreme Court justices, but also for intellectual property. It joins this past week this other case involving the internet, defining the extent to which there is liability, and now apparently none, under the acts that the lawsuits were brought, claiming liability for postings made on the internet by individuals, by groups, by people, in particular ISIS, that indoctrinated folks to go out there and commit horrific acts of violence, resulting in the deaths of family members. Two major cases: copyright, intellectual property, and once again, technology. The internet, what is its future as well? In our last few moments, so we do have some callers calling in, which we appreciate tremendously. Let's begin with Dick in Madison. Dick, join us with your comment or your question.
Well, it's a little off topic. It's on the debt ceiling.
And we're going to get to that in the next, but make your comment. I'm going to get to the debt ceiling on the top of the next hour. But so go ahead, Dick. Okay. Introduce us to that topic. Go ahead.
Well, there was a gal on name escapes me, a representative from out east this morning I'm watching, and she kept, Democrat now, referring to some of these Republicans that are, really would be on board with this, then they'll say so behind closed doors, and she kept responding and talking about them and describing them as reasonable and moderate, to which I have two different ways of characterizing them. I would call him unpatriotic and lacking in courage, given the gravity of what we're up against.
Right. And so, again, the comment you're making, Dick, very, very important. The things that we say in public, the things that we say in private, right? And this particular representative saying, listen, behind closed doors, these folks are telling me they will support this, but publicly saying we cannot do this. At the top of our next hour, because you raised this, Dick, I'm going to talk about the debt ceiling and not only the things going on right now. We know that the cases, the discussions have been in and out of positive directions and then not so positive directions. We're going to talk about the implications of this other issue. Many people saying, well, gee, if they don't come to a conclusion, if there is not an agreement, a majority of members of the Congress can, in fact, endorse this notion of raising the debt limit, bringing off all sorts of economic catastrophe to us, then, in fact, the president should invoke what? The 14th Amendment. I'm going to talk about what that means, what the 14th Amendment says, what it doesn't say, and whether that really is a viable option. So I appreciate very much, Dick, the comment introducing that, and also calling upon our representatives to be candid and to be consistent, right, Dick, both in public and behind closed doors when it comes to an issue that relates to nothing less than the future of our nation, its economic stability, and the programs and support that is provided to all of us directly and indirectly through a government and a budget and a government that pays its bills for past incurred debts on a regular basis. Appreciate that call very much, Dick. We'll talk more about that. Mark is also on the line. Mark, glad to have you with us here in these last couple of minutes in our first hour.
Yeah, I find it kind of fascinating that some of these states where they're actually banning thought and they're banning books, particularly for young children. Apparently now in Wisconsin, one school district have fired a teacher for criticizing the fact that they dropped the Rainbow Land song, right, from the from a music
right.
She's program.
She's a teacher named Melissa Temple, right? Right. She's right here in the school district of Waukesha. It has been proposed by the superintendent that she be terminated, and that is a part of the public domain now.
And
right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Just kind of ridiculous that I can remember. This is going back a long time now. What books I was able had access to through a school program, the Scholastic Book Club, and I can remember. Mm-hmm. Either in fifth or sixth grade,
sure.
I got a copy of The Rise and Fall of Adolf Hitler mm-hmm. by William Shirer. And hearing about the Holocaust from a fifth grade teacher, what that teacher would face today if a grade school teacher started talking about the Holocaust and, you know, talking about the showers and all
right,
that, how,
right.
as she did. Mrs. Mackey did back when I was in fifth grade.
And we remember Mrs. Right? And the good things that all the Mrs. Mackeys out there did to educate us using books like the ones, as you said, from the Scholastic series. Recall that as well, the weekly readers, those kinds of things that brought us to understand large things out there. And Mark, we're going to talk more about that issue of books and the First Amendment and what teachers do and students have under the Fifth Amendment, the First Amendment, what their rights are in future cases. We'll talk about that, Mark, in the future, and appreciate your comment this morning. Join us for the second hour here at Morning Cannolis right after this break.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on civic media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to wisnewssurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, wisnewssurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at wisnewssurvey.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.